Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Supernatural Whispers, and I'm Nicole Jasper, and welcome to our Christmas Bash online. I'm hoping more people might show up as I start the show, and let's see, I was going to say something. Anyways, you guys just promote yourself, introduce yourself, and then, you don't have to stay the whole time. So, I hope you guys enjoy the show. And, so if you've been a guest or if you want to be a, send me a message anytime. So, I'm hoping more guests will show up. And, get started. So, I know I have one of my friends is going to show up. Hopefully. You have a message. Anyway, what's up? Merry Christmas, happy holidays. And let me know where y'all listening from. So pretty excited for this episode. If you guys have any questions while we wait for other guests, feel free to send your questions. We do have a chat on. And there's also a public chat and there's also a private chat. So, that way, if we run into any problems, we can chat to each other. I see someone trying to come up. All right. Hey, there he is.
Hey, Nicole, what's up?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How are y'all doing? Oh, I can hear you perfectly. I can hear perfectly. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We're only a few days away.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. You know what I forgot to do? I'm going to do that right now. Hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. I want to do this right. All right. We'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be back with your show and everybody. Hopefully more people will show up. Stay tuned, guys. All right. Now I feel more festive. I could not resist getting this. I got this at the dollar store. Or like, I don't know, dollar store.
Oh, okay. Actually goes a lot around. Oh, yes. I'm getting excited for Christmas. Of course, I'm reading my favorite book right here, The Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Yeah, you know what? I also got that on Audible. Patrick Stewart, you know, he's reading it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I haven't seen it yet.
It's awesome. He has the most incredible voice ever. He should have his own show. I mean, seriously.
He did have a...
Even though Patrick Stewart, he was, he was on Star Trek for many years.
Yeah.
That's where I know from. I used to go to Star Trek conventions and everything like that, but I never got to meet him yet. Close, but not yet. Hey, guys!
Yeah.
Welcome! This is my friend Ernest, though. He's been on our show before.
Hello. I'm just walking around here.
Nice. Can you kill the music a little bit?
Yeah, hang on. Hang on 1 second. I just got to do something very quick.
That way we won't get...
Honey, can you turn this down real quick? I'm in the air with Jennifer.
Hey, Nicole, Merry Xmas, as Ernie likes to call it.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Merry Christmas. Or Xmas.
Xmas. That, it's like almost like taking the Christ out of it, right?
That's like the tease Ernie about. He doesn't get it.
I used to write that large Xmas.
You used to write the Xmas?
Yeah. cards, you know, and like, oh well.
Yeah.
So yeah, what is your listing? Let's start off with, we are in introduction with my friend Arnestone. We actually met, we know each other for a while now. And so yeah, I'm glad you're back on our show. So what's
the Yeah, thing? I think it was in April when we were on.
Wow, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, time does fly. You know, I can't believe it, you know,
That's what I said to my cousin.
That's what Jennifer says to her cousin. Huh?
I would say, where did Tim go?
That's exactly what I said to my cousin, Melanie.
I'm psychic, you never know when. But anyway, thank you guys for showing up. And do you guys have a tradition that you like to share with us?
Oh, like traditions, or you know, like
he teases me when I say the word.
What word? You know what? I'm gonna.
You do. You always teach.
I'm gonna go and turn over and see if Jennifer wants to talk. Here, hold the phone. You're on.
Maybe I like it a lot for.
Yeah, try to do something.
Yeah, he does something and he blames me for it. Oh, hey, girl. He's ordering stuff. You got a gift card from Walmart and stuff, and there's not a lot of movies. Selection of movies they have at Walmart, so it took me a while to pick one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. And, you know, Ernie wanted to do one, so $5 deal thing.
I got her some candy.
Oh, nice. Where's my candy? Just kidding. But this year, I'm going to make some fudge.
Oh.
Same here. I'm making Rocky Road fudge with walnuts in it. You can even ask my friend Angie. We looked up the recipe online.
Yeah. And we all homemade. I made it from scratch.
Same here.
Yeah. Usually, my tradition, I usually make chocolate peanut butter.
Order's confirmed there.
Huh. Cool. He just told me the order's confirmed.
We're just chilling, talking, you know, Christmas show, and I know you like to watch your Christmas movie. You have a favorite one?
No, right now we're watching Richie Rich. David Gallagher's the one that plays Richie and stuff, yeah.
Okay. You guys, welcome. Don't mind me, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, no, I noticed. Looking straight at you and you're wiping your forehead.
My eyes are watering, so I put makeup, too much makeup.
Don't put makeup on then.
You ready to go back to the movies? Everything's confirmed.
She said she put too much makeup on, her eyes are watery.
You look okay. Hang on one second, let me get back to the man cave. I've done what I needed to do.
Sure.
I did on my Facebook earlier that let me turn down my radio too. I have a Christmas station on my Roku TV. And speaking about Christmas music. The thing is going to be on Christmas Yulog on KTLA Channel 5 at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve for 2 hours. And then it starts from 4 a.m. to noon on Christmas Day. And I know you like to watch that with the burning log.
Yeah, it's so relaxing. It almost put me to sleep.
Yeah, and I heard you're doing some stuff for Christmas. You said that you're cleaning up your apartment.
Yeah, somewhat.
Hey, I know how it is. How to clean my house.
I finally got a tree in here. It's not a real one, but it's...
No, hey, we don't have a, to make you feel better, we don't even have a real tree. We have a fake one too. But I like that tree. A lot of people like white trees.
My friend used to be like, hey. She's like, do you want this tree? I'm like, yeah.
I remember when I worked at Walmart, everybody always wanted the white tree, and they run out quick.
Oh, yeah, so they're so popular. And it's only like 3 to 4 feet high. It's almost,
you know. Yeah, we used to have for years, me and Jennifer always had a small tree, and then a couple of years ago, we decided to go for a big tree. And have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Yep, and mostly they're all gift cards.
Hey, you know, that's better than nothing. You know, yeah. Like, what's your favorite gift card, right? What's your favorite word to eat? Huh?
You know mine, Hobby Lobby.
No.
Hobby Lobby,
Starbucks.
And Amazon.
Don't everybody like the Amazon? Sometimes I just used a Walmart gift card.
Well. Yeah, Walmart. We get a Walmart.
Okay. You guys go to Walmart a lot? Then.
Yeah.
I used to work there. Yeah, I went to Walmart. Jennifer's not. It's in the other room. I got her a Panda Express gift card because she wanted it. And the other one that I got her was an In-N-Out gift card.
All right, you guys like In-N-Out. You know, it's getting harder to get in through there.
Oh,
it's so popular.
It's always crowded.
The lines are always like a mile long, even the drive-thru.
For the drive-thru? Oh, my goodness.
It's not, but
the reason why is because it's cheap. It's under $10.
And they have the best fries. They almost beat McDonald's.
You like McDonald's fries?
Yeah, of course.
McDonald's fries. I think that's the best fries, McDonald's fries. Everyone used to have good fries, but they all changed. The Carl's Jr.'s, the Jack in the Boxes, all those places changed their fries.
Huh? I'm going to bring up Metafin, all right? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
More people will be showed. Hey, Father Kia, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, how you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me. I had surgery a few weeks ago. Had stomach surgery.
I know how that is.
I was on a 2-week liquid diet, and today's the very first day that I can actually eat solid food. So I was downstairs eating dinner and was only able to eat like less than an ounce of steak. So.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back too. Tonight. Fix my virtual.
So, as I'm asking everybody tonight, do you have a favorite Christmas tradition?
Christmas tradition.
Or favorite.
So here's the truth. I'm now, as I'm getting older, getting into the holiday spirits. Christmas was never really good for me growing up because of the way my family dynamics were. But, you know, being a man of the cloth, clergy, I appreciate, you know, the religious aspect of it, the birth of Jesus Christ. Do go to church, celebrate the mass and certain things, but I don't personally have any traditions. My wife and I, though, we have family over every year, and we have a big celebration. That's more our tradition.
Awesome, and congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, thank you. So weird, my camera, my back.
If my necklace is bothering anybody, just let me know. I can just turn it off.
Yeah, my thing is like so weird. The background is so weird. It's like kind of glitchy. I don't know why.
You haven't eaten backgrounds.
Backgrounds. I don't see what other backgrounds they have.
Do you have any favorite Christmas movies growing up?
Die Hard.
Hey, a lot of people think that's a Christmas movie, Die Hard, huh?
Bruce Willis said it himself. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
And you know what else is kind of a Christmas movie? Cobra by Sylvester Stallone, because it takes place at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that one?
I have. I've always liked Miracle on 34th Street.
Me too.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I like that. I like old classics. Well, you know, actually, my grandmother and I, we used to watch The Honeymooners. And ever since, as I got older, we would watch The Honeymooners for Christmas, but then they started sending it over to like New Year's Day. But I like watching The Honeymooners for Christmas. Like, they'll do a Christmas marathon to the moon. I love it.
Jackie Gleason.
I love that one.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason, yeah.
Yeah, I like him in the Smokin' and the Bandit movies.
My all-time favorite is Home Alone.
I like the second one more.
Yeah,
but we watched some today. Actually, we watched Castaway with Tom Hanks, and that's kind of a little Christmas, a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I've seen that. Is that the one where he got stuck on the island with the?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it? What's the basketball's name, or the ball's name?
Oh, Wilson.
I know.
Wilson. Yeah. Wilson. Because it was a Wilson ball.
The one that I really like to watch, for Christmas is the 1951 Christmas Carol with Adam Sisterson with Scrooge. I don't know if you ever heard of that one.
I don't. Maybe I have.
Yeah, that movie, when it came out in the United States, it wasn't that great. But when it was released in the UK, it was great. It didn't become popular when they started showing it on TV in the 1960s and 70s and the 80s. It became very popular on TV.
Oh, cool. I'm just trying to share the broadcast over here, and I ended up commenting on
thank you. The post. Yeah, you're welcome to share. Welcome. I really have nothing planned, as you all know. I'm like...
this is basically a little Christmas bash.
Yeah.
You know, these little things are fun to do. It's always fun to do these types of things.
Like, I know you made my show a few times, Father King. What would be your favorite moment?
Well, I mean, you know, every time I don't know if I have a favorite moment. I mean, I consider it a privilege and a blessing to be able to do these shows. So I think every time I get on a show with you or I get invited to something else, for me, that's always like a blessing. That's a cool moment. You know, it's a special moment for me. That's the truth. Being able to come on here and share with other people and ask, answer questions. That's always been one of my favorite things to do. I mean, and I'm just very humbled by even getting invited to these little things. So I'm supposed to be doing a podcast in a few days with Rob DeMarest from Ghost Hunters International. We had some postpone because a few weeks ago his weather the weather system out there in the East Coast wasn't cooperative, and well, we'll see. We have it scheduled for Thursday. I'm not sure where we're going to stream, but hopefully we get to do it. And then I've got a couple of other like podcasts that I've been invited to next year, so we'll see. It's always an opportunity and a blessing to just be able to come on here and have fun and share my experience.
Oh, yeah, it is. I did one with the UFO Chronicles. I don't know if you heard that one.
Yeah. UFOs. I mean, it's
I shared a lot. I've had crazy experiences, so I share those. Hopefully I don't scare people.
No, I mean, you know, these are just things that are out there, and you don't have to believe in them, and that's fine. You know, our truths are subjective. And so if you decide to believe in it, if not, that's fine. But I've dealt personally cases that dealt with UFO abduction, and whether or not it happened, I've seen the psychological effect and the psychological trauma it's had on the clients. And I've had very consistent stories from three people that, you know, have been abducted, who don't even know each other. And it's kind of interesting to listen and hear the dynamic of that story. So I believe it's possible. So
they had the same experience?
Yeah, same experience, calcified things, things happening. It's just weird. A lot of, I've had three UFO cases so far, abduction cases, and they've all seemed to have the same exact activity. So...
No. Yeah, I find it kind of intriguing because I've had quite a few. I don't know if I've ever been abducted per se.
It reminds me of that movie Fire in the Sky.
Now, that was a scary movie. I think it was like
1989. 93, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was a pretty scary movie, I think. Yeah. No,
I seen it one time, and that was it.
What's the other alien movie? Oh, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That was a violent movie right there about like alien abductions. It's kind of trippy.
I like how the way you say that's scary, because I remember when I was a kid, those episodes of the Twilight Zone used to scare me sometimes. They were kind of scary for the time.
No, I remember that. So I used to watch that. I still like Gene Roddenberry's Twilight Zone. And then also, too, there was do you guys remember? It was on very short, but it was Freddy Krueger. They had a series of Freddy Krueger.
I think it was 1989, like earlier you said.
Yeah, it was only on for
that. But I remember Tales of the Dark Side on HBO.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was pretty scary stuff. Because we're in Halloween right now, but I mean not Halloween, but we're in Christmas, right? And Halloween just passed, but you know, there's a lot of legends out there of Krampus.
I think there's some scary Christmas movies.
Yeah.
There's one that came out on TV the other day.
Yeah. There's also Krampus in like different countries, but they haven't celebrated that way.
Yeah,
Krampus will take
if you're being bad and eat you alive or something like that.
Yeah, and I forget what Japan is, but I think they have one too.
Yeah. So what are you guys looking forward to next year? Ernesto, I'm sorry, I've never met you before, but I'm Ken. So are we connected on Facebook? Are you a paranormal person too?
No, I just come on to talk to my wife. I meant to say Nicole.
Yeah.
We try to talk stuff like that, you know, about what we try to talk before, Nicole, like about the dead and stuff.
Yeah. That's cool. Where are you at, back east, Ernesto?
I'm in the West Coast. I'm in Temecula, California, about an hour.
An old town.
Oh, no, yeah, we're about an hour away. We're an hour away from Disneyland.
I am so jealous. I'm so jealous. You live right in the old hometown of the most haunted place there.
Well, yeah, I live up in the Bay, so I'm
in San Francisco.
Yeah. So.
You must be a Giants fan.
No, actually, I was born and raised in New York. In the East Coast. Oh,
and I Yankee for Mets.
And I was in the military, and then I came out here. I'm always like, you know, it's in the blood, Yankees. But I kind of adopted, you know, 27 World Championships. I mean, to ever exist. And then I kind of adopted the Oakland A's, but now the Oakland A's are leaving.
Las Vegas?
Yeah, everybody's going to Vegas. The Raiders are gone. Golden State. Francisco, now they're outside of Oakland. They're not in Oakland anymore. So
well, that stadium is ugly.
Our teams, except for Golden State.
Oh, I'm a Lakers fan.
You're all Lakers. I'm still a dream team, Chicago Bulls. You know,
hey, they have the six championships.
Dennis Rodman. You know, who else? Yeah, I mean, just those. I love those.
Yeah, they got six championships, but they never lost one. So you can say that.
Yeah, no, I mean, one of the best teams, you know, during that era, I mean, that's what it was, golden era.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Lakers and the Cowboys.
So what are you working on, Nikki? What's the paranormal world looking like for you next year?
If I have any more ideas, have my work, my book number
13. Like what, book number 27 for you?
Almost.
I don't even know how you do it. I had a hard time getting past my first book, and it was only like 80 pages because I try to simplify my book in such a simple way that paranormal investigators can understand it because I'm an exorcist. I was trying to simplify it. So I had to take out a lot of terms, and I made it to where it's very easy and you can have in your backpack and, you know, just I didn't even put a table of contents in there.
Yeah, I keep it in my backpack.
I didn't even put a table of contents in there. I was like, look, just open it up and, I mean, anything you pretty much need is there. But I am planning on working on my second one. This one's going to be more psychology behind it. more in depth, but I anticipate. But I'm also working, potentially going to be working on my second doctorate. I'm working on trying to get my sacred theology degree. So that'll be if I get that, that'll be my second doctorate. But I'm going to put that on the back burner for a few more years.
Since we were talking about UFOs, I wrote a book about that experience, with my experience with UFOs.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go because my phone's ran out of juice, but I want to wish everybody there and everybody's watching a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for stopping by. Sorry, I'm a little bit worse. Merry Christmas, Nicole, and you too. What's his name? Ken. Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm helping more people show up. Thank you guys so much.
Who all did you invite?
Oh, a whole bunch of people. That's been on my
show. They'll show up. It all depends. Like a lot of people are on the East Coast, and then, you know, right now it's kind of like dinner time. So, you know.
Right. I usually eat dinner late anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I am so full. I am so stuffed. I'm like, I'm having a hard time talking because I had some medical complications and some medical issues, and so now I have a smaller stomach.
I was having stomach issues. I almost canceled it. I'm like, no, I better not eat.
Yeah, you know, the downfall of like being diabetic is like you take the medication and it does its job really well to the point where, you know, it's just like it has side effects. And so for me, it was just like I ended up getting this thing called gastroparesis where my food was digesting really, really slow. The medication was working well, but it was to the point where I was digesting like 4 ounces of food in like 12 hours, which is no good.
I'm almost there, and so eventually,
you know, the doctor's like, well, you know, this could lead to long-term complications and you can get a pacemaker in your stomach. Excuse me. Oh yeah. So I'm still dealing because, you know, so I ended up getting the gastric sleeve to rectify the issue, which, I mean, thank goodness now it's good because now I'm off 4 diabetic medications. I feel good, but now it's just a matter of being able to gauge how much I can eat because now my stomach is like the shape of a, it's like the size of a banana. It can only hold 4 ounces.
Oh,
wow. Hard as fart. So I just got off a liquid diet yesterday. So starting today, I was able to eat my first solid food. And my dog is hanging out in the background. He wants to be on the show. But, you know, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm here. Just working through it. That's all.
Yeah, someone know how that is. I'm almost diabetic, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, being diabetic is definitely no fun. Let me see if I can get
a friend of mine.
See if I can find a
friend. He passed away.
He did? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He was really, what do you call it, diabetic.
Yeah.
Issues. Right. He was really good about trying to get exercise right after you eat. He always would walk around the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is also Nick. So we'll even get everybody home. Nick, what?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, being diabetic is no joke. And so the hope that I have is that, you know, it'll go into remission. Like my numbers have been really, really good. They spiked earlier today. I have a sensor on my arm that's attached to my phone. But I mean, all these things are positive changes and it's a process. So far I've lost about 20 pounds, but by the end of, I'll be half the man literally next year. I'm anticipated to lose about 60 to 70 pounds. It's a process, you know. The only thing I can eat right now are proteins. I cannot have vegetables. I cannot have fruits. I can only eat cottage cheese. I can only eat nuts and just protein like beef, chicken, and fish. And even then, it's a struggle trying to find the right balance of what the balance, the portion.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to 180 myself. And if I hit that 180, I'm going on a serious diet.
Yeah, well, it's the holiday seasons. I think we always put on a little extra weight. It's extremely difficult because here at home, too, because my wife is Filipina and I'm Spanish. And so we have these wonderful plates of food and we have family over.
Oh, yeah.
And it is just stuffed. The kitchen is just counters are stuffed with all different types of foods. because we have a pretty big family. So, you know, I'm used to like chewing a little bit of everything, but this year I'm just going to have to down a little, and I won't be able to eat as much, but it's an all day thing. So I'll try to squeeze in a couple of different foods in there.
Well, keep in my prayers.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, have you heard from Ross lately? I sent him a message like 6-7 months ago. I haven't heard anything from Ross.
I even tried. No, I haven't heard from him.
I hope he's still around. I hope Paranormal King is still around. It doesn't feel like it's too good, but like no one really had his phone number or anything. I honestly sense that, you know, he may not be with us anymore. It's because it's not like him.
I had a feeling too.
Yeah, it's not like him to not respond. So, you know, I just want to say a quick prayer for Ross. Hey, Ross, if you're out there, if you're listening, please reach out. If not, if you're not with us, I just ask that your spirit be in peace and that you may find a comfort in death that you did not have in life. Amen. Amen. But it's tough. So what? So Paranormal Christmas Party? I kind of like that.
Yeah, something new. I thought I'd start a tradition.
That'd be fun. even with the foundation, like normally we do something for Christmas. Like we haven't done anything for Christmas with the foundation in a few years, but hoping next year, talk to Chris and see if we can do like a big shindig. There are like the managers are working tirelessly, and then like, you know, we're networking with other people too. You know, there's a lot of things that we want to do. So hopefully next year we get to have some sort of event where all the foundation members can come out and, you know, we can just hang out and talk shop and just do something really cool. But no, we got to see what
you want to meet you guys.
Yeah. I got a couple of things lined up too for myself next year. A couple of podcasts, a couple of events. So we'll see. And I've got a couple of cases that I'm working on as well too, outside of the foundation that are pretty serious in nature, but we'll see.
Yeah, like I say, I told you already, but if you ever need help, just let me know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But with that being said, though, I actually am feeling a little sick to my stomach because the food.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go ahead and hop off now. But thank you for having me. I love hanging out with you. You know, if it were better circumstances, but right now, I don't think I can keep my food up right now.
We'll stay up too much longer.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care. Nikki, thank you for having me on. Everybody out there, Merry Christmas.
Anytime.
Happy New Year and be blessed.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right. Likewise. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Father King.
You're welcome.
So, hey, guys. So, I'm getting close to the end. So, I want to thank our sponsors. We are losing one sponsor with J.D. Hill from Studio 6 Paranormal Entertainment, and we still have at least one more sponsor, Ryan J. Laverty from Parapost. And so if you guys have any questions or if you want to be at our show anytime, we're always looking for interviews on guests, and that should be a message. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, YouTube, just me on YouTube, and hey guys over there. So, let's see, we're on TikTok, I'm everywhere. So you can also shoot me a message on my email, nicolejasper8@gmail.com. Pretty easy. So I'm going to take help myself, and I haven't been feeling well lately. And for y'all, have a great night, and happy safe holidays. Merry Christmas, guys. See you next year.